Hello and welcome to the Manifestation Lounge. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and this is a space where we play with energy, manifesting, co-creating with the universe, and tapping into our infinite divine energy that really does manifest miracles in our lives. Today we are playing with day two of my course, 35 Days to a Millionaire's Mindset. I wanted to share this with you for a couple of reasons. Number one, it's a powerful energy experience, and it's going to show you how easy it is to shift your energy around money and to be the kind of person who attracts money rather than chasing it. I'm going to show you how easy it is to embody the wealth and the ease and to make these shifts that will change how everything is showing up in your life. I also wanted to share this with you because I wanted to introduce you to this course, which is a really powerful experience for anyone who is wanting to just generate more wealth, more income, more ease, more flow into their lives. Every day you get a powerful audio. So there are 35 audios in this course. Plus you get these auto suggestion tracks that are going to help to reprogram your mind, a guided meditation, and then there is a really powerful workbook that will help you to take this in even deeper. This is something I'm so passionate about because so many of us struggle with blocks around money, limiting beliefs, fear, guilt, doubt. It's one of those things where we know we want to shift it, but as soon as we start to work on it, we're like hit with a tidal wave of all of our conflicting beliefs. And oftentimes we're holding onto one desire and the opposing desire at the same time. So this course, it's really your easy button to getting into alignment, feeling worthy, knowing that this can be playful and joyful, and knowing that the universe has your back, that you are going to be loved and supported, and that this is going to be a course that aligns you with wealth from a place of integrity. So this is going to help you to call in wealth in ways that won't just transform your life, but your friends, your family, your community. You're going to call in wealth that really does turn you into an agent of change. That is how powerful it is. It will ripple out in every direction and show the people around you that wealth is something that we can cultivate for the greater good. If you've ever just wanted to call in more wealth so that you could support arts, community programs, schools, fundraisers, charities, this is what we do in this course. We empower you, fill you with wealth, and make it so that you're overflowing so much that you really can make a positive impact. So let's dive into day two of 35 Days to a Millionaire's Mindset. This is going to guide you every step of the way into shifting your energy. And then if that's enough for you, that's awesome. I'm so glad that this was something that served you. But if you want more, at the end, I'll let you know how to access the full course. And there's a couple of different ways to do that. So let's dive in, play with this really powerful experience, and I'll come back at the end. Hello, and welcome to day two of 35 Days to a Millionaire's Mindset. Today, we're going to play with tapping into and energizing you with the life you will be living when you are a millionaire. And in a way, you already are living this life. In the quantum field, this already exists. So you are tapping into something that already is you. And I want you to sit with that and tune into that for a moment. This is already who you are. And I want you to sit with that because a lot of times when we look at people who have something that we aren't yet experiencing, particularly when it comes to an abundance of financial well-being, we often get the belief that they have something we don't. They know something we don't. There's something different about them. And I want you to realize and internalize and integrate into your knowing right here now that there is nothing different about them other than the fact that they practiced a vibration of financial well-being until it became their physical reality. And that is what you are doing through these audios. So there truly is nothing different about you. You are practicing a vibration until it becomes your physical reality. And give yourself permission to know that not only are you allowed to do this, but you are meant to. When you get into these feelings of infinite abundance and wealth, what you are doing is aligning with the universe, because the universe is infinite and it is abundant. So when you play with these energies, you really are aligning with who you really are, with the creator of all that is. You are coming back into harmonic frequency with yourself and with the universe. As you go through this visualization today, not only is it going to help you to acclimate to who you are becoming, and when I say who you are becoming, this is a little bit of a misnomer, because as I said, number one, you already are this, and in the quantum field, all of time and place is happening at once. So you already are experiencing this. But not only that, it's already within you. You are not creating something that you've never had before. This energy of infinite abundance, infinite well-being, it is who you are in your core, in your heart. It is what creates your essence. We are all created from the same divine light of infinite joy and love, and that energy of joy and love and light. That's what's in your heart, and that is what vibrates with these feelings that you are calling up of just joyfully playing with the energy of thriving with more than enough. And so as you tune into this quote-unquote self you're becoming, what you're really doing is calling something up from within that already exists within you. And this is hopefully something that feels like a relief, that feels reassuring. You're not creating something that's never existed before. You're returning to who you really are. You're clearing out everything that blocked you from seeing your worthiness, your infinite self. And I want you to tune into that now. Tune into the knowing that as I prompt you, what you see is coming from your inner self. It's coming from within you because it's already there. You're just calling it forth. Taking away all the veils, the coverings, the things that blocked you from seeing. This is who you are. You are this infinite, abundant self that is thriving. And so as you are tuning into your deep, true self, not only are you practicing a vibration, but you're going to start to look at how this self responds to the world. How do they look for solutions? What do they reach for? What do they know to be true? And you're going to start to think and act from this place. And this is so important, because when you start to act as if it's already happening, guess what? It's happening. And so you want to start to act and think from this place, because this is going to be your reality. Right now, you are possibly making choices and thinking from a place of lack or limitation and scarcity. And when you are tuning into this self you are becoming, you're going to think and act different. And it's not that you're just going to start to spend money that you don't have, but you're going to start to feel as if it's there. And in your mind, you will act in this way. So this might sound a little strange, but you want to think of it as you're going to align energetically, and then the physical reality will catch up with you. This is the law of the universe, the law of energy, the law of all that is. And so truly, life will have no choice but to meet you where you are with what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you know to be true inside. So let's dive in. This is going to be really fun and something we're going to revisit a few times from different angles during this journey, because visualizing and playing with and seeing yourself as this wealthy, abundant you, it's so important. It's the cornerstone, the foundation of everything we're doing. So let's get to it, have some fun with it. And as with day one, approach this with curiosity and playfulness. I wonder what my life will be like when I'm a millionaire. And as with day one, feel free to pause the audio after each prompt so that you can really sit with it and not rush yourself into answers, but give yourself time to allow that energy from within to rise up. So first of all, where are you? Where do you live? And don't limit yourself. If you have a dream of somewhere that you want to be, allow that to just rise up and know that everything you need for this to come true can and will flow into your life as soon as you allow it to be so. So where are you? What city are you in? What neighborhood are you in? What is the home like that you live in? And take a moment to just see yourself in this beautiful, abundant home. And now I want you to ask yourself, what do you look like? What are you wearing? What is your energy like? What is the energy you're exuding? Is it maybe confidence, well-being, peace? And just really look at yourself, look down at yourself, see your feet, see your clothes, and maybe even touch the fabric of your clothes and really get into the feeling of you are experiencing this now. And notice if you're maybe wearing something designer or something that just makes you feel taken care of, that makes you just maybe feel like nourished or with that feeling of more than enough. You are taken care of. This feels good. And I want you to now look at your bank account. Perhaps on your phone, you open your phone and you look at it, and there isn't just $1 million in there. There are tens of millions of dollars. This is your reality. This is normal to you. And I want you to just look at this and notice if any judgments maybe come up, any discomfort, any thoughts of, I'm not allowed to have this much, people are going to have thoughts about this, and just breathe with it. You don't have to do anything with it right now. You are just noticing and allowing resistance to come up so that you can start to work through it, because we have a lot more time together. So you don't have to resolve it all right now. You're just allowing, you're just noticing, you're just taking steps into this self you're becoming. So you're looking at your bank account, and as you're looking at it, even more money is coming in because this is the reality of your life, and you're just noticing how this feels and allowing all feelings to be present and to be valued. Once again, there is no right or wrong here. This is a journey, and we're in the beginning of the journey, so just allow. And now I want you to see yourself doing something social, maybe having lunch with a friend, you're at a dinner party, and I want you to notice, who are you with as this self? Who are the people who naturally are attracted to you, who vibrate in harmony with you? And when we're getting used to the energy of being a millionaire, we might be projecting judgments that we hold around money and people with money onto the people who will be in our life. So much like when you looked at your bank account, I want you to just look at who you see and allow these thoughts to come up. Don't suppress them. Don't try to convince yourself of something that you don't yet believe. When you are wealthy, you are going to vibrate in harmony with other wealthy people. And it's going to most likely bring new people into your life. And so as you see this, what you're doing is just getting comfortable with the knowing that you are going to attract people to you who are like you, not just wealthy, but who have good intentions, who have integrity, who are most likely spiritual and have perhaps used energy in the law of attraction to get there in their own life. So just take a moment to see these people around you and to, again, notice. Do you feel uncomfortable? Do you feel uncertain? Are you noticing judgments arising? And just allow it to be and to know it's beautiful, it's perfect. You're breathing with it. You're not trying to change it because right now it is arising so that it can come to the surface and be neutralized. And that's all we want to do right now is just allow. Just allow. So you're somewhere, you're socializing, you're with people who really vibrate with large amounts of money. And you're just noticing how this feels. And we're going to finish there for today, but as I said, this is only the beginning of visualizing this and seeing yourself in this energy. And as I talked about on day one, on different days, you're going to feel different. So as we went through that, if you were feeling that resistance or that discomfort, that is actually a good sign that you are shifting, that you are allowing things to surface so that you can transform them. And if you weren't feeling discomfort, if you were not feeling resistance and all of that felt amazing, that's great too. That is also perfect. I'm probably going to say this a lot, but there really is no exact way to go through this journey. There is only what is right for you. And we're going to come back tomorrow with more. Thank you so much for joining me for day two. I can't wait to see you for day three as we move deeper into bringing this wealthy, financially secure, expansive self forth from within you. Thank you so much for joining me for this powerful energy exercise. You deserve to have wealth, to have ease, to have joy, to have playfulness in your life. And I truly hope this shifted something for you and brought some of that spark back that really did realign you with who you really are. If you are wanting to learn more or join the full course, there's a couple of different ways to do so. The first is to join my membership on Tier 3, which is $49 a month. And this is a great way to dive in if you want to just try it out or if you're working with a budget, because you get not only this course, but my other exclusive manifesting course, Manifesting Magic, plus all of the meditations in my membership. And then if you decide that you don't want to continue to pay $49 a month, you can go down to Tier 1, which is only $5, and it has tons of manifesting and wealth audio. So that'll be a great way to keep your momentum going, to keep your energy up. The other option is to buy the course as a standalone experience, and you'll get lifetime access, and it includes everything I talked about. It's normally $197, but I'm offering it to you 50% off as a listener of this course because I know you're here, because you need this, you're ready for this, you're ready to just have this transformation. So this incredible deal is only being offered through the podcast, and you're going to use code MONEY50 when you check out. The third offer is my most powerful offer, which is the Dream Life Package, and it includes this course, Manifesting Magic, Empowering Visualizations, Act As If, Auto-Suggestion and Rewire Your Mind, and Manifest Your Goal in 2 months, plus some bonus meditations. It is a lifetime package that will genuinely transform every area of your life. You get lifetime access to all of this stuff, and that's $199. And again, that includes everything. So think about these different options, what you think works best for you, what you think is the best offering for you. You'll find the link in my episode notes so that you can check out all three. Thank you so much for joining me for this special exclusive episode of the Manifestation Lounge. I'm your host, Melissa Field, and I hope you really have a wonderful, spectacular, magical, abundant rest of your day.